And I have to say, in the first place, the elephant in the room with our coverage of Iran, the latest, is this post yesterday on Truth Social from the president. And we're going to talk a little bit about the significance of it in a minute from the point of view of the conflict and how it's unfolding and where all this is going to go. But in the first place, I do just want to read the post because, as other people have pointed out, there's something really striking about it. So this is what our president posted on Truth Social yesterday on Easter Sunday. He said, quote, "Tuesday will be power plant day and bridge day, all wrapped up in one in Iran. There will be nothing like it. Open the fucking strait, you crazy bastards, or you'll be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah, President Trump." And I don't know about you, but I saw this yesterday. And like Marjorie Greene and like Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens and everybody else, this is disturbing. It's actually sickening. And I'm not that guy. I think you know that about me. I'm not really one to be a bleeding heart or to clutch my pearls or to be sanctimonious about this sort of thing. But it's everything about this. It's everything about it. It's bad enough that we are in a war in Iran without a reason, without a plan B, an exit strategy, a plan. It's not enough that we're being lied to about it, that we're doing it for Israel. Americans are dying, and Trump is totally flippant about that. But it's Easter Sunday. It's literally the holiest day of the year, and this is what you post? Not happy Easter, not Christ is risen, nothing. You threaten to bomb Iran, which is bad enough by itself, but then it's the profanity. Open up the fucking strait, you crazy bastards. Tomorrow we're bombing all your infrastructure. And then mocking God. And then praise be to Allah. And then mocking God in the middle of it as well. And this is when you realize Trump is evil. He's not a bad president. He's not surrounded by bad advisors or bad personnel or people that are disloyal or not giving him good advice. I've been trying to say this for years. It's him. He is the problem. He has always been the problem. This entire time, any way you want to cut it. It's not the people under him. It's not the people around him. It's not people failing him. It's him. And it's him at his core. It is because he is a completely hollow and wicked person. Who else, what other kind of person could say something like this? And it would be bad enough if you were a Fox News talk show host. You expect this kind of thing from Mark Levin. You expect this kind of thing from Laura Loomer. These people have darkened minds and darkened souls. And they are shock jocks, and their business is to offend the conscience of everybody to get attention because their message is repugnant and nobody would support it otherwise, and nobody would even pay attention to it otherwise. But this is the president of the United States. This is the head of the country on the holiest day of the year, threatening to bomb Iran. Open up the strait, fucking bastards. Praise be to Allah, President Trump. Who writes something like this? What kind of human being writes something like this? I don't understand how anybody could still be making excuses because this goes above and beyond. I used to think 10 years ago that when Trump would fight back against the media, this is one of the things that we used to love about Trump. What did we used to say? That he was brash, that he was rough around the edges, he's direct. He talks how we talk. He says what we're thinking. He's not politically correct. Remember that? That used to be a part of the appeal. Actually, that used to be central to his appeal. People used to say that that was an indicator of his authenticity, his honesty, his groundedness. He's not like the other politicians. He's not about the bullshit. And so 10 years ago, I used to think that was funny. I used to think it was cool. I used to think it was refreshing. And the reason is because it seemed that all of the civility and the formalities and everything like that, it seemed like all of that we were going through the motions, and underlying it was a lot of propaganda and lies. So at a certain point, people said, let's just dispense with all of these pointless rituals. Let's dispense with all of the pomp and the formalities. Let's dispense with all of this politically correct language, and let's just be direct and honest about what's happening in our country. And maybe there's something to be said about that. But we have come all the way around over the course of 10 years, and now is there no decorum? Is nothing sacred? Is there ever a time to be respectful of anyone or anything? How about respectful of the U.S. population? How about the fact that you're the U.S. president for children and families and for a nation of Christians to talk like that at all? How about respectful of the fact that it's a holiday, that it's Easter, respectful of God? There's a time and a place for everything. That you could argue there's a time when we can say a swear word and there's a time when we can be funny or flippant. But here's a few areas when that's not a good idea. When you're at war and it concerns the lives and deaths of U.S. soldiers and civilians, here's another time when that's not appropriate. On Easter, the one day of the year when we commemorate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Actually, it's every Sunday, but Easter is the actual historical date when it happens. Those are a couple of situations when actually we want a president to be presidential. That's actually when we want the president to be respectful and to show a little bit of decorum and civility. And if you can't put that together at a time like this, what kind of leader are you? Better yet, what kind of man are you? And so I've been saying this for a long time. I'm over it. And I'm not just over the policies. I'm not just over the administrative aspect of it is not what we were promised or it's not optimal. I mean, I'm over all of it. I'm actually sick to my stomach of all of it. I really don't like this person anymore. I don't want to look at him. I don't want to hear him. I just feel sick to my stomach every time I see this human being on the TV. And it never used to be this way. Even when I didn't agree with Trump, even when I recognized that things were trending in a very bad direction, and even when I recognized that he was going to betray a lot of his core principles, there was still a part of me. There was still some sentimentality, some nostalgia. I still had some affinity for Trump just because of how we all got here and the fact that he started this movement and everything. I have none of that anymore. Any warm feelings that I had toward the president have completely evaporated. And everything that I thought was funny or kitschy or charming or refreshing, I now find disgusting and appalling and unbearable. And I'm over all of it. I'm over the true social posts. I'm over the bragging. I'm over the dishonesty, the flippancy, the glibness, doesn't take anything seriously, doesn't respect anything, is honest about nothing. I'm over the look. I'm over the way that he has no respect for the truth, doesn't care to know anything. I'm just over it. I hate this movement now. And I felt like this for a long time. I said this during the election in 2024. I said, it's not just that Trump is obviously going to sell us out. I said, there's something deeper happening here. I said, 10 years ago, you could feel it. You could feel that this was different. This was a political outsider. He was going to change everything. It was funny. He was smart. He was sharp. He was telling the truth, or at least it felt like that. And I said, even in 24, it's not like that anymore. The rallies are not fun anymore. It's monotonous. It's boring. Every speech is just a bitch fest. It's a list of grievances and grudges, tired old slogans. They're not catchy or funny anymore. They're not pithy. He's 100 years old. He doesn't even know where he is. It's so self-indulgent. And it appears that it's either a combination of him being a narcissist or surrounded by sycophants, that it just gets worse and worse and worse. And nobody wanted to say anything back then. People were still pretending. No, this is great. Oh, he's the best to ever do it. Oh, he's still got it. And you know what I'm talking about. I see this crap. I used to see it a lot more, but I still see it on Twitter. It's the same stupid assholes. Every Trump post, rally, every one of his stupid jokes. How disgusting is it? He'll be in one of these press conferences or a cabinet meeting. He'll tell a joke. And all the sycophants start belly laughing. He will say the lamest, most unfunny joke in the cabinet. He'll talk about the auto pen, Biden, whatever. And the sycophants laugh and laugh. How disgusting, how embarrassing is that? Is this the first world? Do we live in America? What country is this? Are we in a movie? I mean, it's a joke. It's a glaze session. One cabinet member after the other. Oh, President Trump's a genius. He reads so many books. He knows more than anyone. Oh, we have the best economy. Oh, it's the greatest. Oh, yeah. Have you seen? Could you tell? Could Biden do that? Could the auto pen do that? Then everyone belly laughs. What is that? And I see this on Twitter. I see the sycophants on Twitter. Every time it's a joke like that, a quip, they go and quote tweet, oh, he's still got it. Oh, he's the best to ever do it. Oh, there'll never be another like this. Give it a rest. Are you not tired of doing all this action on this guy? So I am like, this is very crushing to witness. And I'm over all of it. It's very hard to continue to watch this train wreck, every aspect of it, the speeches, the press conferences, the cabinet meetings, the Truth Social posts. I don't like this person at all. I don't like this movement. I don't like anything that it has become. I don't like anybody in it. Look at who is left in MAGA. It is this piece of shit, the president. It is, and then these idiots in the cabinet, one dumber than the next. J.D. Vance, belly laughing at the president like an idiot, fat and disgusting, being degraded by Trump, being called fat. And it's Howard Lutnick, who's in the Epstein files, and previously Pam Bondi, who's a knucklehead, and Kash Patel. And then it's the defenders on the internet, the Zionists, like Mark Levin and Laura Loomer, who are pure evil. Pure evil, no love in their hearts. God is not with them. They are clearly demonic, clearly diabolical. And then it's the Shabbos Goy like Cat Turd and Jack Posobiec and the chorus of other B, C, D list influencers being paid by Influenceable or the GOP or whatever on The Blaze, on Twitter. That's your MAGA movement. And I hate it. I hate it. I feel like 10 years of my life was involved in MAGA, and now I can't stand the sight of any of it. I don't recognize any aspect of it. Not the policies, not the rhetoric, not the ideas, the people, even him, even the man. I don't even recognize him anymore. He is spiritually disfigured. And I don't think that this was done to him. I think this was brought out of him. It's clear that that wickedness was always there. We just didn't see it. It was disguised. It seemed that maybe everything else appeared so much worse by comparison. Standing next to Hillary Clinton, standing next to what existed before, and people forget how bad it was before. It was really bad. Maybe we didn't recognize it. But now that this is all that there is, now that we are in the post-woke era where Trump won the popular vote, now that Trump is our two-term president and the left is apparently still less favorable than the Republicans, the Democrats are, now maybe it's just so much more obvious. But I can't stand it and I don't like it. And this is why it was so important in 2024. I hope everybody recognizes this is why it was so important that we struck out and did our own thing. Because the one thing that is unique about the Groypers compared to everybody else, is that my followers have always been more loyal to me than they are to Trump. And that is the difference. Because I'll tell you something. Everybody else, including and especially those that are against this war in Iran and always have been, including and especially those that are not in support of this immigration policy or unhappy with it, they all supported Trump in 2024. And I'm talking about Tucker, and I'm talking about Candace, and I'm talking about Ian Carroll and Dave Smith and Alex Jones. And I like a lot of these people. And I think a lot of these people are doing a really phenomenal job right now. But all these people, to a man or woman, supported Trump in 24, either because they were caught up in it or because they had no other choice. They couldn't oppose the president. Why? Because Trump is more popular than them. Trump is more popular than them with their own followers. So they had to. It would have been career suicide for anyone else to go against Trump before it was popular. Now some of these people, you could see now Tucker is breaking, Candace is breaking, Dave is calling for Trump to be impeached. And credit where it is due. Better late than never. But they had to wait for it to get this bad on some level because it maybe wasn't an option in 2024 because they were subsidiary to the larger Trump umbrella. And for 10 years, that is why it has been so important for us to have our own thing, our own bubble, insulated, distinct, separate, protected. And sometimes that made people feel uncomfortable. Sometimes that made people feel left out. They wanted to be a part of the Trump movement. They wanted the benefits conferred upon them by the Trump movement. They didn't want to be out here in this other club. But that is why we always had to go that way, because the writing was on the wall even 8 years ago. I remember, and this is the last thing I'll say, and then we're going to move on. I remember in the Groiper War in 2019, when Groipers were invented, when the Groipers became synonymous with my followers, when America first got put on the map, we raised the challenge to Charlie Kirk. When all of this started, I remember in 2019, my followers would go to Turning Point and say, "You're not a real conservative because you support mass migration, you put Israel over America, and you're a social liberal. So how are you conservative?" And you know what they would say? They would say, "Well, guess what? Trump is in favor of legal immigration, and Trump is pro-Israel, and Trump endorsed Lindsey Graham, and Trump is pro-gay and pro-trans. He's friends with Caitlyn Jenner." And so they would say, "It is you that is out of step with MAGA. It is you that is a fake Trump supporter. We are the real MAGA." And, you know, some people at that time might have tried to contest that. But I said, "You know what? You're right. It's true. Lindsey Graham is welcome at Mar-a-Lago. We are not." Doesn't that tell you something? Mark Levin is promoted by Trump. We are not and never will be. Alex Jones got an interview with Trump in 2015. That was the end of that. But the rest of them, Sean Hannity, Levin, they still get access. I said, so instead of forcing it and trying to make it work, I said, we need to recognize that on a long enough timeline, if we put all our eggs in this basket, we're going to find ourselves outside in the cold. Because you know what? They're right. Mar-a-Lago and the Trump movement always has been infiltrated by those elements. And we're never going to be able to leapfrog them in the court of Trump, thinking if we kiss enough ass, if we defer enough to the president, if we engage in these court politics and political machinations, maybe one day he'll choose John McEntee over Brooke Rollins. Maybe one day he'll choose, who knows, Tucker and the based guy over Mark Levin and Laura Loomer. But I recognize that that was never going to happen. So we had to say that the real solution is to recognize the legacy of Trump and Trumpism while also acknowledging that it isn't the end-all be-all. He was a necessary step, a first step, But he was never going to take it all the way, and he can't, and he won't. And it's up to the next generation that actually has dynamic new ideas, radical ideas, that will have to take the baton from him, even if by force. Even if it's a hostile takeover of MAGA, I don't give a shit. I don't care if Trump cries. He doesn't need to endorse me. He doesn't even need to like me. We are going to have to take the baton from Trump, from MAGA. We'll pry it from his cold, dead hands if we have to. And that's not a threat. I'm not saying that in any type of suggestive way. But I mean, he's an old man. He is an old man, and his followers are old. Trump is 100 years old. His followers are 100 years old. Mark Levin's audience is 100 years old. Fox News, who even watches it, other than nursing homes and the villages? Trump is not going to be around in 15 or 20 years. We will be. And Trump is not good enough and never has been. We will take the baton if we're lucky enough for him to see the light and give it to us. If not, we will wait for his career to sunset. If necessary, we will wait for him to pass on to the next life, and we will fucking take it. We will fucking take it from the boomers, including the king boomer Trump. We will take it from Fox News. We will take it from them because it is necessary, because it is the truth, because this is the necessary next step. Thank you, but they expect one of us in the wreckage, and it's not going to be my generation. So that was always the conceit. And this is what I said in 24. I said, it is important that we say no, not good enough. Miriam Adelson, Marco Rubio, war with Iran, stapling green cards to diplomas, not good enough. I'm not thinking about 2024. I'm thinking about 2040. I'm thinking about 2036. I'm thinking about how are we going to create the next wave and the next movement, rather than trying to ride off of the cresting wave, the final wave of this movement. That's the message. So it's very important that we were always our own separate thing, that my followers are more loyal to me, that we had our own cult of personality with our own fanatical ideas. We never drank the Kool-Aid on all that, because now as MAGA is crashing and burning, look at what good that is doing anybody. If anything, it's actually a liability. At this point, you almost wish there were fewer Trump supporters rather than more. But I just had to point out this True Social post. It's one of the most disgusting things. You feel it on a deep spiritual level that something is very wrong here. There is so much evil that surrounds this man. There is so much evil that surrounds this president. Someone like Mark Levin, watch this guy's show. Look at his Twitter. He's filthy, filthy and diabolical and hateful and demonic. And this is the person that Trump has anointed as a spokesperson. And you see the things that Trump is saying, the things he's saying and doing. It's so cruel. It's so dishonest. It's so flippant and insincere and sarcastic. Wickedness and evil surrounds this man and this White House. And the things that they are doing are wicked and evil. And at this point, it just straight up is a matter of conscience. Do you have a conscience? At what point do you say enough is enough? I get it. If you were riding with Trump because on some level, you believe that Trump is going to give us opportunities to plug our guys into the White House or whatever. There's a lot of arguments that were made, even for people that recognized his faults. People must recognize this is not right. You know, in your heart of hearts, this is wrong. On Easter, could it even get more clear? And it's not to say, but it's Easter, but it's true. Out of all the days, out of all the circumstances, you are the commander in chief. You're the leader of the free world. You're the president of the United States, and it's Easter. Show some respect. Show some decorum. Some things are sacred. Death, war, the sacrifice of soldiers, the immolation of innocent people, the resurrection of Christ. These are sacred things. These are things that are due their proper respect and dignity, especially by our leaders. And if you can't do the bare minimum, if you can't even fake it, then you are a diabolical person. And anybody that has fallen under the influence of this, consciously or unconsciously, is worse off because of it. This is sick stuff. And I hope that people have become a little bit more awake about it. If it takes this much, like I said, better late than never. I don't know how you could have missed it. Bombing Iran, burying the Epstein files. Some people were still making excuses. I don't see how you can do apologia after that. I will say the one thing. I saw Tucker Carlson's video about the Post. And listen, like, I commend Tucker in a lot of ways, but in other ways, he's totally lost the plot. So that post from True Social that I just read, Trump does this sarcastic. He says, praise be to Allah, which I think is crass. I don't think that's appropriate. But Tucker says, how dare you mock Islam? How dare you don't mock Islam? And I'm like, whoa. I'm like, whoa. Is that what's wrong with the Post? Like, look, you shouldn't be saying the F word, threatening to kill civilians on Easter. Enough said. Isn't that enough? I saw Tucker's reaction that went viral. He goes, hey, you don't disrespect Islam. And I'm like, okay, like that's the problem? That's what you have an issue with, that he disrespected Islam? And then Tucker does another one of these convoluted, he goes, if you make fun of someone's religion, it means you think you're God and you're not God. It's like, what? Like, what the fuck? I don't even know. I can't even understand the connection. We can't mock another person's religion. I agree. It's not polite. I agree. We probably shouldn't be too flippant about it. But I also think that Christianity is the true religion, and we should point out the faults in other religions. And I don't think it's necessarily the worst thing all the time to be mocking. I don't think the president should. I don't think the president should on Easter or during a war. But it's like, that's the part that you took umbrage with? He goes, you don't mock Islam. We are not a theocracy at war with theocracies. I'm like, what is this guy doing? This is a freestyle. I don't know what direction you're taking this in, pal. So I commend him. It was a good, directionally it was good. But I read the post and I said, you definitely shouldn't be threatening to kill civilians and dropping F-bombs and mocking God, like in general on Easter. But this whole, like, don't you dare mock Islam, it's like, okay, so is he getting money from Qatar? Like, what the fuck is going on there? Is he getting money from these people? Because that's just like a little out there. Anyway, other than that, the statement was fine.